Now, since we're speaking about Shiva, I believe this is that the latest book, Merging with Shiva?
Merging with Shiva is the latest book, and it's 50 years of my inspired talks and writings all put together in one book. It's very easy to read because it's organized in 365 daily lessons. So there's a lesson each day. It takes about 7 minutes to read it and to think about it. And then there are various sadhanas or spiritual exercises every week, 52 of those too. So it's a very popular book. And actually, it gives you a different look at yourself. Most people, self-image is very poor these days. Mm-hmm. They don't see themselves as a soul. They're rather discouraged. So it takes away the discouragement and convinces the individual that he's a soul with several tools. One is which is a mind, other is which is emotion, living in a physical body and an astral body. So therefore, it creates a transformation in the individual and brings up his spiritual self or the spirit. And that's what this program is all about, is about the spirit within mm-hmm. and bringing it forward. And I think on the island of Kauai is a wonderful venue for that.
We do experience something different here as far as... when you were speaking, I was thinking about all of the violence that we've experienced in school. Uh-huh. And you mentioned about self-esteem and not feeling guided or mm-hmm. at home, so to speak, with ourselves. Mm-hmm. What's your perspective on what's happening with the new generation or this young generation?
Well, the new generation is very different than previous generations were. They are very intelligent. They're very independent. And if you need help with your computer, ask a 14-year-old, and he will train you as
exactly
like a professional. But a lot of the youth are very discouraged because of the home conditions, with mom and dad both having to work and necessarily not being such super good examples for them in home life. That's very discouraging. So our members of Saivasadana Church, our family people, are running some very good classes in positive discipline here on the island. And school teachers are taking the classes as well as parents. And it's Jane Nelson's work. And this positive discipline shows a different way of managing and bringing up the goodness out of someone, rather than putting them down or hitting them or yelling at them.
Mm-hmm. The violence is really pervasive in our society. I remember when Mother Teresa came, mm-hmm. and she says, well, we have poverty, as you may mm-hmm. well know what she had said, we have poverty in India, but you have spiritual poverty, which was so profound for her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the violence and drugs have become sort of a way of life, and... So we're trying to, in our small way, change all that, do our part, too, for community and country and society.